Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
Wolverines Freedom Radio on this Thursday night. And I tell you what, it is freezing ass cold. And things are going crazier and crazier out there. Hey, Russell, how you doing? Roger will be calling in. He's going to be a little late, but how are you hanging up there?
We're doing all right over here in South Central Texas, man. Weather hasn't been too bad. We got a little chill rolled in today. But it still looks like for the next few weeks we're going to be lower 50s. excuse me, lower 50s, upper 40s.
Got a little bit of climate change, huh?
With highs in the around 70 instead of low 70. So it's your basic kind of South Central Texas winter. Nothing to get excited about.
Right, right. Well, we're expected to have some snow this week. So far, we got lucky this year. It hasn't hit where I'm at, but it has everywhere else. So I've been praying that it kind of misses us, you know. But I tell you, brother, there's been a lot of stuff going down, I mean, all over like that at a fast, fast pace. You and I, Virgil, talked about this a while back, how it was going to play out.
Oh, yeah, it was absolutely crazy, man. And there's a few things that really got me, what's the right word to use here? We called it, but not exactly what I expected to happen. This Biden thing keeps getting better and better, man. Now we know for a fact that, the documents that Biden had, which, ladies and gentlemen, in case y'all don't understand this, allow me to reiterate here for a second. President Trump, being President of the United States, had full constitutional authority to declassify any document he chose to declassify. Okay, so there's absolutely no crime there whatsoever. So on the other side of the ticket here, Joe Biden was vice president when most of these documents, let's just say, disappeared. We now find out today that at the Biden 10 Foundation, which is right there at Penn State, I think in his home state, documents found in there. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? These documents pertain... every document now, with very few exceptions, pertain to China and Ukraine.
Russell, but, they also said, too, that there was no visitor logs, but the CIA came out and said today, too, that there is visitor logs, and they're going to be releasing the names to those pretty soon.
Well, yeah, I heard that and stuff. Now, let's stay on this a second. Now, you look at this. Now, it's really funny because I've never heard of the Biden Penn Foundation until maybe a couple weeks ago. The name started popping up here and there. So I got to do a little digging. And I can't say yet positively, but when you look at the outside and just do a basic look at what the Biden Penn Foundation is, ladies and gentlemen, this has all the earmarks of money laundering 101. It's all there. There's more information coming. I've started digging into this. But you know what? That since Joe Biden was vice president under Obama, and now since he's been the illegitimate president of the United States for
2 years,
2 years tomorrow, China has pushed 75 $1 million to the Biden Ken Foundation, ladies and gentlemen. Our government is so compromised, it is absolutely fucking ridiculous. And now they're the DOJ and the FBI are going to look into it. Ladies and gentlemen, the DOJ and the FBI have been compromised and weaponized for 2-3 years now, okay?
Longer than that.
Well, I'm talking about blatantly, okay, for at least 3 or 4 years. And you're not going to get any results from that investigation at all, okay?
These
people are holding the China and the elitist. Now, let's just, along that same thing, let's move on a little bit more. The CEO of Moderna, you know, the big vaccine drug company, Poison Jazz, Vim and Fife. Well, their CEO at the World Economic Forum announced to the world that they're going to start building vaccine manufacturing plants. Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, we supposedly just went through a pandemic, which, of course, was more hype and hyperbole than actually any kind of data. All right?
I know that. They want to pump that poison into our food supply chain, too. And they were talking about that.
Well, and so it's going on with this. All right, they're going to build these, all right? So why are they building them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. See, we now have, okay, we've had the military-industrial complex for a very, very long time. Well, now it has a big competitor in far as stealing American rights and freedom and robbing the American people. And we're going to call this the pharmaceutical industrial complex. All right? These people are out there making money any way they can, keep pushing this vaccine. Connecticut just had a law. It hasn't passed yet. Hopefully it will not. Stripping American parents of their rights, that their children can get the vaccine without parental permission. Minors now. We are talking about minors, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, these fuckers are absolutely not going.
The kicker. They're doing this in Africa, from my understanding, right now, with Moderna and everything, but they're also experimenting with some other drugs, and people down there are dropping dead like flies. Same, getting some results of that here too, and everything, you know. And what's mind-boggling is everybody's still in denial. Oh, it's not the vaccine. It's not killing anybody. Wake the fuck up.
But, you know, I mean, it just is going on with advertising. Of course, and as I said, a couple shows back, something like that. You know, now you have the big pharmaceutical companies going after your supplement companies because they don't make any money off the turmeric and the B12 and the vitamin C and the D3 and the zinc and all that. They don't make any money off that. So now they're moving to have that stuff banned. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to wake up. I mean, this is getting completely crazy right now. Okay, and then once again, we have the big debt ceiling thing coming up. Oh, my God, they're going to beat their chest. Because, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you something. You've got Representative Paul Getz filed a bill to abolish the ATF, and they're going to investigate this, and they're going to investigate that. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to shake your memory just a little bit, because it wasn't that long ago, and none of y'all apparently paid attention or learned a fucking thing from it, okay? There is no two-party system. Remember President Trump, we had the House, we had the Senate, and we had the White House. And for 2 years, the Republican Congress was beating their chest and we're going to repeal Obamacare and pass two or three bills in the House, you know, get shot down in the Senate and stuff like that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are once again for a dog and pony show. These motherfuckers ain't going to do anything. They're not going to accomplish anything. They do not work. They are our employees, but they do not work for us. And what we're doing as American citizens, we're sitting here right now and allowing the fucking patients to run our asylum. I don't think I'm talking about that. Joe?
Oh, no, you're 100% right. But here's the thing, too. I think who is actually calling the shots is the World Economic Forum. I mean, look at everybody, even the FBI directors down there. A lot of people are down here. You know, and we've been talking about this. I've been talking to Will Johnson, as you all know, who's the radio broadcaster, too. Him and I have been communicating back and forth. And we think what they're planning is, and we talked about this before, these people will flip. They're so busy, they will kill us. They're going to kill us all. If they don't retrieve, they're losing power right now, but if they don't retrieve that power back, they will destroy the entire planet. If that's it. Am I wrong?
Well, I don't know so much that they're losing power right now. It's more and more the country. And it's just not here, ladies and gentlemen. It's all over the world. The people, over the world that are standing up, fighting, protesting every day, but you don't hear a fucking word about it. Because the government has already, we already got the Twitter files and the Facebook files. We know the FBI was corrupt, interfered in elections. Hands down, there's nothing to argue there. It friggin' happened, the evidence there. Nobody's calling for anybody's head or anything like that, you know.
And nothing's going to be done.
This two-party system, it's not. You're watching a dog and pony show because when it comes to nut-cutting time, just like when we had we had the Senate, the House, and the White House, they're not going to do nothing to piss off their Chinese and corporate handlers. Ladies and gentlemen, these people not only do not work for you anymore, they are robbing you blind. And we as Americans are sitting here on our asses allowing it to happen because nobody stepped up. We've got men walking into 8-year-old elementary bathrooms. This perversion has just gotten completely crazy, you know. Ladies and gentlemen.
And it's getting even crazier.
There's two fucking genders. Get over it, okay?
Right.
You know, it personally, I don't care, man. If you want to puff a Peter, if you want to munch on some carpet, you know, go right the fuck ahead. Trust me, I could give a flying fuck less what goes on in your bedroom. Really, I don't care. Man, if it makes your sticker peck out, have at it, okay? But do it in the privacy of your bedroom. You don't push this shit on children. You don't push this shit on high school students. And the erosion of our freedom of speech just is diminishing at a rapid rate. We now have copies of letters. We now have the copies of letters that two congressmen sent to AT&T and then the Verizon to have OAN dropped from their network. You have Democrat congressmen going to the CEOs and telling them, hey, you need to drop these people. And the CEOs are fucking following suit because you know why? Because these companies have gotten so big and so huge that there is no reason on God green earth why these son of a bitches have not been drugged to court and broken up as being monopolies. you know.
Right, you forgot the one important thing that, speaking of freedom of speech, Shirley Jackson has just passed, is putting into legislation now that all white people will soon be banned from talking about anything about blacks, illegals, this and that. And if you do, it's going to be considered hate speech. This is for white people only.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you right now. And I and you know who I'm pissed off more than anything at over everything that's happening now is you so-called gutless fucking Christians. All right? I mean, you have Sodom and Gomorrah going on right here, but you're not going to stand up. You show me anywhere in the Bible that God's people didn't have to stand up and fight for what they were given.
Exactly. And what's sad, Russell, what is very sad about all that, too, these so-called Christians are actually allowing it in the churches. And God would disapprove of all that.
The church has become feckless and useless. I mean, the church as it exists now is basically teats on a boar hog. It's just absolutely no good. They don't do anything they're supposed to do. And you look at some of these big-time televangelists, Joel Osteen, God told me not to open up my church during the flood to people because he didn't want his house damaged. Motherfucker, go throw yourself off a cliff, all right?
Right.
And, well, I know Virgil would have something to add to that, too, because I don't think he
did. I hope he didn't fall back to sleep because he texted me earlier and said he was going to be a little late, but he didn't say how late. So I've been texting him. But, you know, and it's that, I mean, even Paul Hardy, he warned about this. I mean, you know, the audio that he did on If I Were the Devil, he described it to a T.
Oh, yeah. And it's everywhere, man. These colleges are getting sued now. Their definitions, their policy on hate speech and stuff like that is so broad and vague that, you know, you can say, I don't like tomatoes on my sandwich, and somebody's going to, file a complaint against you for bigotry, you know. You're tomato-phobic.
Right.
Everything's phobic.
You're right. You're right. Everything's this. You're a phobic this. You're a phobic that. And then, you know, you get so tired of hearing that damn shit. And it's like, you know, like the other day I got into somebody never called me a white supremacist this, a white supremacist that. And I'm like, you know, I hate to bust the bubble, but I'm not even white. I'm part Native Indian and part Spanish. And you call me, and he goes, you're lying. So I sent him a picture, and I said, does it look like I'm actually fucking white? And I didn't hear a word out of him after that.
It is crazy. And now you got one of these crazy-ass racist foundations saying, look, you know, white people shouldn't even be able to use the word black. You know, should not be able to talk about black people at all.
That's okay for black people to do it.
Well, the fact is that this shit's allowed to go on. These corporations get behind it. Mm-hmm. You know, they get this advertising threat and stuff like that. I mean, look, man, since the whole Antifa Black Lives Matter, how many companies were taken down because they didn't want to fall in the line with that shit? And now all of them are, boy, they march in a straight line because they don't want their they don't want their shit targeted.
By the way, where is Antifa and Black Lives Matter? They've been awful quiet. No rights, no nothing at them for a long time.
kind of think they went into hiding and hoping that there's never an honest government again that will follow RICO charges on for racketeering, because all that millions and millions of dollars,
they
just didn't work,
right,
man. These guys living fat off the hog.
Yeah, they were. And as soon as that got exposed out there, I mean, they all got quiet. You know, it's like, damn, where'd they go? You know, but here's the thing that I really want to touch base with. We know about the World Economic Forum. You know, everybody's saying we need to dismantle it, but how do you do it? Well, easy. Start arresting everybody, but that's not going to happen. You know why? Because
but
the government is involved.
Point, oh, yeah. Did you hear the this, World Economic Forum said, well, the only way we're going to get our digital currency, and they're talking about a world digital currency now, okay,
mm-hmm.
is for a, it's going to just take a very big cyber attack. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is where they come. People aren't going to buy into it. It's all right. They've been trying hard to sell that for 10 years. And people are saying, yeah, good luck with that, man. Go fuck yourself.
Right.
So the only thing left is a big cyber attack, which, of course, will wipe out the computers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when all that computers and everything gets wiped out, I don't know how much money you had in your account. Huh? What's going on?
I don't have a bank account.
Guess what? That's gonna get wiped out completely.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have your suit lined. I'm telling you, man. Joseph, they're getting closer and closer every day to pulling this off.
We're actually so close, Russell, that right now the deficit is so high that it's about to collapse right now. I've been keeping up on it and everything. If that collapses, we're fucked. All, even me on Social Security, we're fucked. Because of all of that, this is what Russell was talking about the digital currency. This is how they're going to do it. Guaranteed.
Well, look at it, man. I mean, this all kind of, as more and as more of this comes out, you can't help but see the full circle of what's come here. Ladies and gentlemen,
mm-hmm.
all this is tied together. This ain't little individual things or stuff like that. Okay, look, since Biden came in, they've been pushing hard to fucking ban guns. They've gone to the ammo manufacturers, quit your production for civilians, just law enforcement, military
mm-hmm.
contracts, this and that one thing. And oh, then we have this big case. Ladies and gentlemen, going along with what Joe said, we're not $31 trillion in debt. We're more like $160 trillion in debt, okay?
And they still want to spend money to Ukraine.
Did you know the interest we pay on our debt is billions of dollars a day, billions upon billions.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting sidetracked here. Let me carry on with it. So that is unfunded liability, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Our economy is fake. It's just going to be what little prick actually busts the bubble. Nobody knows what that's going to be right now. But
mm-hmm.
getting back to that, so they have all these people are coming to retirement age and stuff, and they
mm-hmm.
are as fucked as you can get. So what do we got? Boom, we get a big pandemic.
And they're planning another one.
It was focused, majority of it affected older people, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to kill us that way, all right? They put you in a hospital, said you had COVID, put you in a hospital. Your chances of leaving alive or what? Slim to fucking none.
Yeah, Let me finish, though.
These people are actually euthanizing people in these hospitals under the guise of COVID-19, okay? This Death Jazz has been exposed to be exactly that. But ladies and gentlemen, you can't turn on your TV without hearing advertisements for the jab and the booster. And, oh, yeah, you know, kids 6 and older now, man, come poison them, you know. And ladies and gentlemen, man, it all comes around to the whole big picture. Why are they taking, they want to take your guns? Because, ladies and gentlemen, after 250 years, they're going to do something. They're reaching for something they know that we would shoot them for, okay? And that's plain and simple as it gets, ladies and gentlemen. This is a full circle thing. Think about it, man. The power play, the weaponized FBI, these Congress people forcing these AT&T, Verizon, take off networks that actually give real news. I mean, it just friggin' just goes on and on. We've been covering it for a long time, but now you can see the whole big circle of how it's been coming, how it's been working. The Republicans aren't going to do anything, all right? Because anything that they do is going to die in the Senate, right? What you're going to have is a bunch of chest-pounded, ooh, and it's swinging from fucking tree vines, you know, to look like they're really trying to do something for the American people. When, ladies and gentlemen, it's in a doggy show. You have the same people in the leadership positions that have been there since fucking Obama. All right?
Some have been there since
nothing
the Civil War.
And how about this, man? Some of the GOP's biggest donors right now are going, hey, wait a minute now, man. GOP's got some problems here. They need to straighten up their finances, too. Okay, here's a couple for you. Election fraud, right? Man, the RNC, Republican National Committee, you couldn't turn on your TV without seeing a commercial from them. We're going to investigate the fraud in the election and da-da-da and send us money and stuff. Okay, and literally,
I haven't seen anything yet.
Literally, tens of millions of dollars were donated by companies, everyday working Americans and stuff like that. You know what? Nothing was done. That money was just blown for shits and giggles. And how about this? Now, remember Bill Barr after the stolen election? Bill Barr came out and
looked
pretty good. Well, we looked into things and there's no real evidence of any illegal activity and any fraud or anything like that. Well, guess what? From the Freedom of Information Act, followed by, it'll come to me here in a minute. For the paperwork. And you know what? Bill Barr didn't look into anything. Not a fucking thing on the 2020 election. There was never even a case opened to investigate it. Bill Barr was the lying sack of shit, globalist, gun-grabbing elitist that I told everybody was from day one when Trump was nominated. Everybody, well, yeah, Bill Barr, Bill Barr. And I was like, oh, God, no, please fucking no, not this asshole. You know, and he, I mean, he stood right there in front of the American people and lied to him again. I don't see how we're going to get out of this mess, Joseph, without the whole
brother, is bang, bang, bang. That's the only way.
I mean, you, I, Virgil, and the people who've been on top following this know that that's the only thing that's going to fix this is a complete collapse. But that is going to be so ugly, brother, that I wouldn't wish any of it on a dog. You're talking about a complete financial market crack. You're talking about supply chain just stop moving because
A
wheelbarrow full of American dollars won't buy you a loaf of fucking bread. That's where we're headed.
I think. Yeah. You know what? Speaking of that, you know what I paid for eggs yesterday, brother? Just for 18 count? I nearly fainted. Almost $11. I was like, that's fuck. $11 for 18 count.
Damn. I mean, they're...
Yep.
They're probably here, but they ain't nowhere close to that. I think I paid...
Yeah.
$4. I think I paid $4, maybe $4.50.
That's not bad. But, yeah, it was $10.99. I was like, oh, my fucking God. This is over at Lowe's. So I'm glad I stocked up on powdered eggs when I did here. Just because we knew this was coming, but I didn't think it was going to be that bad. You know? And everything. And, but the thing is, we were joking around. Me and Virgil, he goes, you should sell that powdered egg and sell it by the dime. By the dime bag and sell a quarter bag. And bag it up. I bought it a while back for $47. You know what it is now for a powdered egg? $129 for powdered egg. Yep. Go on and look, brother. You'll find. But I tell you, it's bad. Even a loaf of bread, you know, they're saying it's supposed to go down. Because I was talking to my friend that works for KOH News, and he was telling me that the price is supposed to go down. I go, hell, going down my ass. And go, look what I paid for eggs. I showed him the receipt, and he goes, oh, freak. You know. But...
I tell you what I did. Here about maybe a month ago, I went to the grocery store picking up a few things. I got over to the bread section. Now I eat the Nature's Own wheat and that kind of stuff, and that loaf of bread was almost $5 for a loaf of bread. I said, fuck that. I mean, bought it because I love bread and stuff, but I wouldn't bought me a fucking bread maker.
Yeah, that's the better way to go. Well, I tell you, it's going to get worse, you know, and everything, but they don't settle this deficit by tomorrow. Everything is fucked. I mean, everything is fucked. I'm fucked. You're fucked. I mean, Social Security, SNAP benefits, everybody's going to be fucked. All the way around. I was reading up on this earlier and stuff, so I'm like, damn, I'm glad I got prepared what I did.
Let me tell you on that, ladies. They're going to stump their chest, and they're going to bark around, and they're going to talk about sending America's grandchildren and, you know, to debt they can't get out of, and they're going to beat, and they're going to thump their chest, and they go, bad, bad Democrats and stuff like that.
They already did it.
But they will pass the bill, and it will be big and ugly, and they will raise the debt limit because that's what a uniparty does, all right?
Yep. And millions more dollars will go to Ukraine, by the way. Did you hear about that one? More money to Ukraine.
This congressional majority that so many of you fucking people are proud of are going to sit right there, and they're going to raise the debt limit because they have absolutely no balls whatsoever. I'm sorry, Joseph, what were you saying?
Did you hear about, you know, the thing is that even our friend Marjorie Greene, she kind of went soft. And everything. I'm kind of like shocked. You know, me and Virgil are like, what the fuck? Did she turn her back on us or what? You know? But it's a shit show, like you were saying. And what I see happening, I think this is going to take place in a couple months. When it all comes crashing down around June and everything, that's when they're going to bring in the digital money. That's when they're going to introduce it.
Well, like I said, at their World Economic Forum meeting and stuff like that, that's what this one guy said. And, oh, my God, dude, off subject for a second here. Did you see those clips of Al Gore and John Kerry at the World Climate Forum? Those guys have lost their ever fucking loving minds, dude. I mean,
if you saw it on Facebook, I posted those. I posted those on Facebook. If you saw them, oh yeah, I saw the whole thing. I'm like, oh my god, this guy's crazy, insane.
What was John Kerry say? Well, you know, that almost makes us extraterrestrial. And I was like, ooh, this motherfucker been off in his own ketchup. You know, damn.
He was snorting a lot of cocaine and hitting them prostitutes. Sounds like.
Well, you know, I said he's way off into the ketchup, man, because his wife is the heir to the Heinz ketchup fortune. You did know
mm-hmm.
that, right?
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad. I almost forgot about this, Joseph. I'm going to take a couple minutes here and rant. Okay.
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about TikTok. All of a sudden, all these government agencies are worried about TikTok. And, oh, my God, it's Chinese stealing everybody's information and da-da-da-da-da, this and that, one thing and another. Ladies and gentlemen, now, the first thing you've got to ask yourself, well, wait a minute. Isn't that what the NSA does? Isn't that
mm-hmm.
what Facebook does?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what Amazon does? Isn't that what all these big tech companies do? They steal and sell your information.
Even our cell phones are rigged for it, too. They still get our information from that.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, they can ping you anywhere you are, man. Cell phones off. I mean, and now all of a sudden they're worried about TikTok. So you've got
mm-hmm.
to ask yourself, what the fuck has happened lately that would make TikTok a target? Right?
A lot. Well, I can answer that, and that's because a lot of us conservatives have actually taken TikTok over, and they're afraid that TikTok and Twitter, and we're actually waking people up.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. These doctors and stuff like that aren't censored on TikTok. They can put their information out there and stuff like that. So this is another example of the government attack on a business, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chinese own here. They're not going to steal any data from you that fucking
they know where you have.
Facebook hadn't already stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And you motherfuckers that were dumb enough to send your DNA into my ancestry and stuff like that. Y'all
already got all that. Mm-hmm.
Y'all are the real winners, man. I mean, y'all are shark bus window licking special. All right.
I agree on that one. I mean, you know, I have to say, Bert Russell, that you know, I caught COVID 2 years ago. I did, and you did, right around about the same time. I haven't been sick since. Not even a cold. Not even the flu.
Yeah, and
that's because.
Go ahead. Oh,
and that's because I've been taking some strong immune builders, you know, and everything. And I take two vitamin C's, which are immune builders that I have, and they're 250 milligrams. So I take two of those every day.
Yep. Yeah, I do the same thing, man. I take my vitamin C, my D3, my zinc, my turmeric, all that good stuff, and it set me well. The coffee here right now is not COVID, okay? It's good. It's good, Reggie.
But it's like with me, I got right now. I got allergies going crazy right now, which is strange. But you know, but it's all I got.
Hey, two brothers. When that north wind starts blowing through here, and it's carrying that mountain cedar. That just rips me a new asshole, man. I'll be looking like
kind
of cocaine addict. And I have running out of a nose.
Funny you say that, I live real close to the mountains, and that's where it comes from.
Yep.
You know, so, but I tell you, you know, I wish Virgil was here. He was wanting to come on. I got a feeling he went back to sleep. That poor guy's been driving.
I got a joke for you, Joseph.
Go ahead.
How's a blonde and a tornado the same?
I don't know. I give up.
In the beginning, it's lots of sucking and blowing, and then you lose your house.
speaking of. What did you think of that Martin Luther King statue? He would be rolling in his grave laughing, I think. You've seen those statues, you know. But
yeah.
I tell you, it's not getting close to that time and everything. We'll be back home. And I'm sorry Virgil didn't come on, but he texted me earlier that he was coming on. I just got a feeling he'd probably go back to sleep, so... Everything that you know, he drives.
He was off for a while. It's gonna take a little bit of time to work that stamina back up. You know.
Oh yeah.
He probably needs
y'all.
Rest right now.
Yeah. Well, you all stay tuned on Monday. We'll be back, and I tell you, hang in there, man. It's gonna get the ride is just starting. I've been watching this whole thing. I'm like, damn, this thing is going faster than Kamala going down on Willie Brown.
Oh, man.
I had a question. I got a question to see if you can answer this. What the hell are attorneys doing with classified documents, handling them without authorization?
Who?
Joe Biden's attorney. What are they doing handling classified documents they're not authorized to handle?
Has that
been Trump's attorneys doing that? All hell would be breaking loose.
Where's the raid on Biden's house and foundation offices? Why aren't the hard drives being snatched up? Why isn't his wife's panties being dug? Well, compared to President Trump's wife, Dr. Jill there, you know, I probably wouldn't want to dig through her panties drawer either, but I would.
Maybe she don't wear them. I couldn't resist. But I tell you, man, this whole thing, we got to see what's going to happen, you know. But it's going to get bloody, I think.
I think we're every day we're just sliding a couple more inches off the edge of that cliff, man, and we just ain't quite hit the tipping point yet, brother. But I don't see how this could continue on much longer, man. I mean,
no,
you know,
it's got to stop somewhere, but it's gonna be ugly when it does. It's gonna be highly ugly.
Yes, it's gonna be real ugly, man.
Mm-hmm.
But and I hope Virgil's safe out there, man. You stay warm, brother. I know it's cold air here. I've got the AC blowing right now because it's still.
Actually, I just turned mine on. I had to turn my AC on. I was getting hot, man. but anyway, I tell you, everything is being played out just like we called it, and everything. So,
not that anybody's keeping score or anything yet or anything like that, but right now the score is something like conspiracy theorists 37, fake news 0.
Yep. I think our accuracy rating jumped from 85% to about
97%.
All right. So you be careful out there and keep in touch if you need anything and stuff. So, and to our listener in the studio that's listening in, thank you for, I'm sorry I couldn't talk to you. My hand, I fell down not so long ago and I hurt myself, so I'm not able to do much. So, but anyway, but you guys be careful out there and just keep your eyes open and grab your butt cheeks, because, man, it's going to be rough.
That's it, though. Good night, Joe, man, brother, wherever you are. Be safe, blessings, brother. Good night, America. I'm hitting the rack.
All right. Catch you all later on.